Sunday Morning Live, and we are celebrating the BizX Award winners, and we have some winners on our show today. And joining me to talk about the winner of the most wonderful event of the year, and the winner is the Bob Probert Memorial Ride. And joining me to talk about it, Danny Probert. Danny, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Kara. Good morning.
Thanks so much for joining me to talk about this. Now, what was it like when you received the call that this was the recipient of the most wonderful event of the year?
Well, it was unbelievable, actually. We heard about the nomination. Somebody on the committee had called me and said, oh, you've been nominated. And the process began. And I was like, wow, what an honor. And, you know, that itself was, like, unbelievable to be nominated. And then everything was the voting process, which was so exciting, and being involved with that and, you know, pushing that on the Probert page and Facebook and all our friends, and the support, amazing. And then it was really kept hush-hush. I was listening, actually, to Deborah talk about the process, and I'm like, wow, everybody kept it really quiet because I didn't know until the week of.
Now, when you found out, did you just want to scream it? Or
I jumped up and down. I was so excited.
Yeah, because, I mean, everyone knows Windsor Essex is huge for events and galas and raising money, and that's pretty much what we do here in Windsor,
yeah,
is raise money for a cause and you know, for it to be the recipient. You know, and it seems that it's getting bigger and bigger every year. You somehow find more riders.
It really is. It blows my mind every year. We work so hard on it. Like all the events, it takes a lot of time and, you know, teamwork. I mean, goodness, the hands-on, the volunteers, the sponsors, everybody. And we start so, like, right after the last ride. And it just amazes me. Every year when I pull up to Thunder Road Harley-Davidson and I see those bikes lined up, and then you get the numbers at the end of the day, you know, an approximate, and then within a couple of days you get the actual numbers. It just is mind-blowing.
So, Danny, this was your sixth year. How did you initially start this? Was it something that was in the back of your mind that said, you know, we have to do more? We have to do something in memory, you know, and to help others who maybe are struggling?
Yeah, it didn't work out that way for me. I think, you know, everything happened so quickly after Bob's passing. And, you know, with Bob being who he was, I was inundated with requests and, you know, to put his name on things. And I was fortunate enough, a good friend of mine, Don Kadarian, and Ted Boomer and Dino Kyoto invited me out, and they had this idea. And I was just blessed to meet those guys at that time. Well, Donnie, we've been friends for a long time. He's a good friend of Bob's. And they just wanted to come up with something to honor Bob. And, of course, cardiac care related here. And, you know, they made a promise to me that they wanted to do this right and to be a part of it and, you know, just to support it. And that's what it has been from day one. And I can't thank those guys enough for making it what it is today. And, yes, to raise money for cardiac care right here in Windsor, Essex, I'm really proud of that.
And so when they approached you about a motorcycle ride, you know, what were your thoughts on that?
Oh, that was easy. That was a given.
Really?
I mean, that was one of Bob's big passions, that and his muscle cars. So that was almost a no-brainer, really. And, just to put that together, those guys had already had something in place and the ideas going. So I just, you know, I went to meetings, and I guess it was a quick study. I had to learn quick, like, with what was going on with the sponsorships and volunteers, mm-hmm, and getting people involved. And I'm so glad 6 years later, it's a huge success.
And how much money has been raised for cardiac care?
Over $600,000.
Wow. Now, is that a little bit surreal to you? It's not something you were thinking about. You had other things to think about. And, you know, 6 years later, that's the amount of money that you guys have raised in his honor.
Yeah, it really is surreal. I think what helps, though, with raising it and keeping the money local,
uh-huh,
I have things that I can see that we're doing with the money, like the wonderful cardiac wellness center at Hotel Du Grace Healthcare on Prince Road. To go in there and see that we donated the equipment for a brand new 10,000 square foot facility, you touch it, you see it. This is what our money helped purchase, and that was with the angioplasty suite that we started off with. And now we are working on raising funds for a satellite location for that wellness center to be out in the Lakeshore area. So to see it, it's just wonderful. It really is.
Yeah, I think that's what really does make the difference, because when we know our money goes nationally, you don't get that, what you're talking about. You don't get that visual. You don't get a chance to touch it, see it, send your, you know, friends and family members there. I mean, it's a big difference.
It really is. And to invite people out, like we had the grand opening for the Cardiac Wellness Center last February, and to have people come out and see it and to be able to talk about it, I'm proud of it. Of that fact that we do stay local. And for all the out-of-town guests that I have, all the hockey family and friends that come from coast to coast, seriously, in Canada and the U.S., and I was listening to Deborah talk about Windsor, Essex County, and I am so proud of that. Like, first of all, the whole I'm proud to be Canadian, the theme was beautiful at the BizX Awards. I loved it. But I really am proud of being a Windsorite. I moved away for 15 years for hockey with, you know, following Bob, and our kids are born over there. But to come home, we knew that this was a great place to raise our kids.
Yeah, was that ever a thought of going back to the States?
It was, absolutely. But we're both from Windsor, and we loved coming home, and we just knew that this was a place that we had to be to raise our family. And to be from here, you almost need to leave it to really appreciate it and come home, and to invite all these guys that have traveled all over to be able to come in and say, wow, it's a world-class event, and the accommodation staying at Caesars Windsor, and, you know, just, it's just amazing. Like, I'm really proud of it. We're surrounded by water, and it's so pretty, and the people here are awesome.
You sound like me, Danny. I swear to God, someone was complaining about Windsor on Facebook, and I went on this rant about, do you know what we have here? We have to learn to appreciate it.
I know, our location, everything. I'm yeah. like, you guys, come on, go easy.
So, one more thing. It seems that every year, you know, you have the same celebrities. I'm sure they're just your friends, so you don't look at them like that. But, you know, celebrities, whether, you know, they're rock stars or hockey players that still come and participate in the ride in honor of Bob. And who do you consistently see and support this cause?
You're right. These guys are, you know, Hall of Fame, most of them hockey players. And, you know, just these are teammates of Bob. This is like a brotherhood.
Right.
So these guys come in. They want to see me. They want to see the kids. And they want to support. And Chris Chelios, yes. Doug Gilmore, he's been down for four rides, I think, and Ryan Vandenbush, Dave Hutchison, like, they run the gamut from guys that Bob played with or played with in alumni games after he retired, guys that he went to Afghanistan with, so it's amazing the guys that come out and, you know, relatives and whatever from coast to coast, like I said.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you said you've already gotten started for next year, because when one's done, you start preparing for the next. If people want to get involved with the ride, if they want to sponsor, if they want to participate, can they still contact you or contact the committee now and say, hey, what can I do for next year?
Absolutely. They can get a hold of myself. They can, you know, I got a few people that went through the Facebook page. They inboxed the Bob Probert Memorial Ride and sent me some messages. That's how we got Joe Rocket last year. It was awesome. And they can get a hold of us there. They can get a hold of Barb Seven or myself at Hotel Du Grace Healthcare. And we send out the sponsorship packages in January. And there's volunteering. There's all kinds of opportunities to be involved.
All right, perfect. Well, Danny, thank you so much for your time today and talking about the ride, the Bob Probert Memorial Ride.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Once again, Danny Probert, and, you know, talking about the Bob Probert Memorial Ride as the recipient of the most wonderful event of the year for the BizX Awards.